You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm back with you on the bye week edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on this Friday. And Dog Pound, we want you to design our end zone banners this season. We're selecting the winning designs to be revealed to 68,000 fans at First Energy Stadium. The winning designs receive game tickets, sideline passes, and a customized jersey to enter. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com right now. Joining us on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Of course, you can go out to PNC Bank in Fairlawn, check out Matt Wilhelm out there. But Mary Kay, welcome to the show here on Bye Week Friday.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Mary Kay, yesterday Mike Pettine addressed the media following the team's, I guess, final get-together before the bye week. What were the key themes in his message that you thought really stood out?
Well, first of all, it's, you know, go out, recharge your batteries a little bit, but stay focused, come back fresh, and by all means, make good choices over the bye week. It's what every single NFL coach worries about when he sends the players forth into the bye week, is everybody doing the right thing and coming back healthy and no one getting in trouble. So that was the message. And, of course, we all think about, you know, Johnny when you get that kind of a message, because, you know, we watched him sort of live it up from, you know, May until July every weekend. So I think that's, you know, the first guy that comes to mind. But the message went out to everyone loud and clear: come back and don't get in trouble.
Mary Kay, what is your feeling of the overall confidence level of this football team after three football games, having such an early bye, having an opportunity to step away from the game, watch other football teams, but come back for a 13-game stretch that we feel is going to be filled with some successes?
Well, you know what? There is no doubt in the minds of anyone on this football team that they can beat any football team. And that's a pretty cool thing to be able to say about your team. And I think the players really, really believe that. And they know it. I mean, they beat, you know, they beat a team that went 11-5 last year, and one that a lot of people picked to go to the Super Bowl this year and win it. And, you know, they took the Steelers all the way down to the end in Pittsburgh, in Heinz Field, where no one ever wins, or at least the Browns never ever win. And they went toe-to-toe with the Baltimore Ravens, another team that a lot of people project to do big things this year. So this is a very, very confident football team. They know they have a lot to get corrected in this bye week, but for the most part, it's a team that feels very good about itself.
Mary Kay, when you look at this Browns team as they head into the bye week, we all know they need to improve on the defensive side, et cetera, et cetera. Let me ask you this. Who is the one player that you think needs to step up the most for this team to get where they want to be?
You know what? That's a little bit of a tough question, because when I look along the defense, I do actually see probably three or four guys right now that I think really kind of need to step it up. And I'll list some of those guys. I think Barkevious Mingo, now he's coming off the shoulder, he needs to step it up. I think Ataba Rubin needs to step it up. Phil Taylor, and then Joe Hayden. So those are four guys on the list. But I guess you would have to say that if you needed me to name one, I'm going to say Joe, because he's your Pro Bowl lockdown cornerback. This defense is predicated on two really strong, solid cornerbacks. And right now, they're waiting for Justin Gilbert to kind of get up to speed and get to the point where they need him to be. So in the meantime, they need Joe to be on the money all the time, and I'm looking for him to step up in the next few days.
Mary Kay, one of the big faults thus far this season has been the special teams, a unit that with Coach Tabor has been very solid over years past. Has there been any inclinations about any roster moves and or promotions or demotions when it comes to special teams unit moving forward out of the bye?
Well, you know what? They are going to make some changes, and I don't know exactly what they are yet. They're trying out some new snappers, and then they tried – and they do this from time to time, of course, as you guys know. They'll try different guys holding. So they've done that with Brian Hoyer and with Jim Leonard. And, you know, they're just reworking that whole trio there just to see how it goes. I don't know if they're going to bring in any other kickers. I haven't heard anything about that yet. But they're going to have to tweak that. And then they really are going to have to reevaluate the field goal team in general. Now they've got blocks on tape, and teams are going to, you know, that's blood in the water right there. So, you know, does some of that have to do with the snap? Does the block not happen if the snap's good? I think that's probably the place that they'll start and look at that the most. But, you know, everywhere you look on special teams, there's a lot of room for improvement, including punt return.
There certainly are a lot of room for improvement on special teams. They want to be special going forward. Now, one area that has been such a strength for this team, their ability to run the football. And one of the questions that we've been talking about today is, how do you see this ground game playing out when Ben Tate comes back? How are they going to divvy up those carries in your mind, Mary Kay?
Well, it depends on how healthy Ben is when he comes back and what he's ready for in the early going. If he's ready for some spot duty, then it's easy. You know, you work in Isaiah and Terrence, depending on you know, who has the hot hand or who you feel might match up better against a certain team on first and second down. And then you can roll Ben in there on third down, where he can not only catch the ball out of the backfield, but also help out a lot in pass protection. So you can kind of ease him back into the lineup if need be. And if he's 100% ready to go, you know what? I do think that, you know, even just hearing Wilbert Montgomery, the running backs coach, talk about it, that, you know what, there is value on it. They value their veterans on this team, and I don't think they're going to throw Ben Tate under the bus just because the baby backs have been playing so well. I think that he'll still continue to go in there and get his carries.
We're with Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mary Kay, could you please give us, as we come to a close with your time with you, just go over the injury report. Is, you know, Jordan Cameron and shoulder, Barkevious Mingo, Ben Tate, how, you know, how capable are these guys coming out of the bye, and are they going to be completely healthy and 100% full go?
You know, I think so. I think the bye comes at a great time for both Barkevious Mingo and Jordan Cameron. Jordan Cameron's in a lot of pain, make no mistake. I can tell just by seeing him, you know, move around, you know, in the early going of practice. I can tell during games, even just in the locker room, you know, and seeing him with that big old bag of ice on his shoulder. So I think he's probably hurting a little bit more than Barkevious. Barkevious is getting his treatment, but, you know, I'm not seeing him in as much pain as I seem to see Jordan Cameron when I'm looking over there out of the corner of my eye. So I think it comes at a great time for both of those guys. And same thing for Ben Tate. I wouldn't rush Ben Tate in. You know, these guys need to all be healthy for the home stretch. It's not as important how you start. Really, it's how you finish those last eight games of the season. And, you know, take your time and, you know, if you can come back for the Titans game, fine. If not, don't worry about it.
Mary Kay, as you look at this division and you look at where the Browns stand right now, obviously at the bottom, but the next five games, critical stretch, what do you think the Browns can do in this five-game stretch? And in your mind, what is realistic and what is ideal for the Browns' record to stand after eight games?
Well, you know what? They should be able to win a lot of these games from what we've seen. The thing that they can't start doing is turning the ball over. They're the only team in the NFL right now without a turnover, and they're still 1-2. So they need to continue to protect the football. That is crucial. But I think if they can do that and play the same kind of football that they've been playing, there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to win three or four of those games. Obviously in a perfect world, they could win all of them. They're capable of winning all of them. These are not great teams that they're playing coming up. But you can reasonably expect them to win probably, you know, three or four of them and be in good shape. You know, they want to hover around 500 or a little above 500 and be raring to go when Josh comes back for the last six games.
That's exactly right. That's where they would love to be. Mary Kay, as you look around the division this weekend, Pittsburgh at home, they get the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baltimore gets the Carolina Panthers. How do you see those two games? Looks pretty good. Easy, I would say, almost for the Steelers, but Carolina, a little bit of a tougher one against Baltimore.
Yeah, I still think that Baltimore can probably win that game. I mean, I think that they didn't play their best ball in Cleveland, but I do think that they should be able to pull that one off. And again, like you said, Pittsburgh should be able to win their game. I think it's going to stay tight throughout. You know, Cincinnati's pulling away a little bit, but I think the Browns and some of the other teams will close the gap.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Thank you so much for being with us here on CBD. Enjoy your bye week, a little relaxation hopefully for you, and look forward to getting back with it next week as the Browns prepare to take on the Titans in week number 5.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Still to come here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. We will be joined by Frank Stams. Actually, Matt will live out there at the PNC Bank in Fair Lawn. That's on West Market Street. Go check him out. Food, drinks, and fun. Plus, you can get the good folks from PNC Bank to tell you how to turn a little bit of cheddar into a whole lot of cheese out there, ladies and gentlemen. 2:30 Friday forecast. When we come back, we want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. Who needs to step up the most for the Browns? How do you want to see that running back workload distributed when we return here on the show? And Matt and I will take a look around the AFC at the teams in the AFC and see how we think these divisions are likely to shake out here after just 3 weeks. But it's a bye week. That's what our bye week is. That's what we're going to get in this kind of stuff. We'll be back with more right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.